Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's better late than never. In a sight, live around the world, and we apologize to all our fans. You know, everybody needs more safety, but you especially need it when you're trapped in an institution and you don't have the safety that everybody else should have. There's a saying in the Bible, and it says, use money to keep you safe. And it's so true. Because if you have the money, you can buy safety in the form of security. And, you know, you have all these fancy home security devices now and everything else. And what we're addressing tonight is the safety in these horrible nursing homes. You have one person who's supposed to be responsible for 30 or 40 people and watch over them and make sure they're safe and they don't get hurt and everything else. Now, anybody who's worked in that type of a situation knows that it's virtually impossible to do a good job under those circumstances. So why is it that people are not safe? What is it that stops them from being safe in the nursing home? Well, remember what it says in the Bible. I forget the exact scripture, but I think it's in the book of Leviticus, where it's talking about safety and to use your resources to bring that about. You know, and talking about money and all that. If an institution takes a person's money and leaves them with nothing, practically nothing, and doesn't protect them, and has one person looking over 30 or 40 people, you know, trying to watch out for them, there's the reason why people don't have the safety. Because you don't have the means to buy that safety, to pay for it. If you had your disability money and you were in the same situation, at least you'd be able to provide a good amount of safety and security and hire your own aide, someone of your own choosing. Preferably somebody that you know or you that you trust enough to be there for you. Now, we all know, many of us have had experience. Many of us who are disabled have had experience with AIDS. And how many people will tell you, oh, you know, they have their favorites and people that they trust, that they know, and that know how to watch out for them. But if you don't have the money, and the money's not being provided for you, how are you supposed to bring about that safety? And that's why many of these mishaps happen. You know, we got this idea because the idea for this show, because Suzanne's mom supposedly took a fall in the nursing home. We don't even know exactly what happened, but and you may never know. But we do know that she obviously was not safe and didn't have somebody watching over her. To make sure that safety was there. That's why we advocate here at InnerSight that dogs be used in a lot of these situations. Trained dog. Because the dog can tell when somebody is off, or if they're going to fall, you know, they have bounces off or whatever. Trained dog can pick that up right away. They ought to use them more, especially in these institutions where people are not watched over the way they should be. Now, when you realize the amount of money that these nursing homes take in, it's absolutely outrageous that people have to be subjected to this kind of unsafe conditions. And InnerSight is totally against it. We'd like to see the state and the federal government at least do something about it. You know, at least provide the money for the person who wants an aid to be safe. Hey, this is InnerSight Live around the world. Sorry for the late start. Really cold out there. Sometimes that cold puts you to sleep. Well, it put me to sleep anyway. But we're going to ask some of our friends to forgive us tonight on advertising. And well, we don't have an engineer at the moment. So we apologize that we can't take a phone call. You know, you live your life, you become disabled, and you may have those who are lucky may have people in their family who watch over them and take them in and help them. If you're lucky enough, if they have the means to do it. Everything is contingent upon the money. But you wind up in a nursing home, and I just can't help thinking. Especially if a person is independent and active and all that. And now you're in this place and the system is so horrible. And your food is horrible. And the care is horrible. And for a fraction of the money that they're taking in, you can have the good food and the care and everything else. We do have a petition of a change.org, and we strongly recommend that you sign it. We haven't really had a chance to promote it the way we should. But we do have the proof that petitions work. Look what's happening now with the other petition, the licensing of the guide dog school. Look how far we've come. We have a state senator Senator Phil Boyle, who called me yesterday and gave me a sort of a schedule as to when the law will be presented, and that the language of the law is being worked on. Excuse me. So petitions do work. You get enough names, you get enough people to respond, and there's a chance that something can be done about it. We got the proof of that. We got a major article in a newspaper, and I say it's major because it was placed right in the backyard of one of the biggest guide dog schools in the country. That's what we need to do with the nursing homes. Get this petition off the ground. And right now, we don't really have somebody who can do it. We need to go to these nursing homes and make contact with people who definitely don't want to be there and shouldn't be there, were the financial situation better, wouldn't be there, and get them up on that petition in the form of a video. Get enough names and bring it to a legislator and say, look, these are American citizens that are not being cared for in the right way. That's what we need to show. And then we'd have a chance to modify the system and maybe get a law passed. It's really a shame that you have to go about it in this way to get help for someone who paid taxes and who was an American citizen and who gets stuck into a horrible situation. In a site around the world dedicated to the memory of Joe Arion. And Joe certainly knew about nursing homes. He was a victim of one of them for, I don't know, several months, I guess. If you want to see how petitions work, look at ours on the service dog schools. Change.org under Inner Sight. And help us bring about a change in the way people are dealt with in these nursing homes. You need to get these agencies to start putting up the money to keep people safe in these places. Around the world, Insight brought to you by the Big East, TaquitaRescue.org, 609-388-7004. Nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. Kennedy Realty. Mr. Kennedy, a real believer in what we're doing. 631-888-1186. I want to thank Olga Murray for her donation of $130. That'll pay for a month for the Inner Sight activities, phone bill, website, and the blog talk. And we apologize for being late on the program. Inner Sight believes in people. We believe that people can be helped. We know it. We've proved it in so many different ways. Look at our good friend, in Boston, Mass, Marlene, who's come a long, long way and is on the verge of being declared competent. Why? Because we believe in her. We know that she's competent. We know that she was, along with millions of others, railroaded by family. I wish we could go to every nursing home. We had the resources to help every person who didn't belong there. Not just to put them on a stupid waiting list. Not just to interview them and find out if they meet criteria. But to get them out and help them. Every person in a nursing home meets the criteria, or should, of being helped. If Inner Sight had the resources, we wouldn't wait to pass laws. We would be there on the scene doing it and make a difference. There are agencies that do have the resources. 100 times over. And won't do a thing about it. Because they're afraid of offending the state or the government who gives them the money. If you have a loved one in a nursing home, you don't want them to be there, you want to do something to help, contact Inner Sight. We need people to promote the petition and get pictures and videos of people and put them up on that petition so we can demonstrate to a politician, hey, look at all the money that's being wasted. Look at the abuse here. You know, we need a couple of hundred people and videos on that petition as proof of what we're saying. That's what it's going to take. You know, to embarrass some politician into saying, hey, person should be in their own home. And change the system. Update it so they can be. That's what we need with these nursing homes. Not just talk and waiting list and interviewing people and then, you know, it really bothered me tremendously, and I'm not going to mention the name of the particular organization, but it really bothered me when an organization for the disabled said to me just a month ago, when I told them, I said, when you go to the nursing home, why don't you help people raise the money to get out of there? And it really bothered me when they told me we don't give money, we can't do that. So this idea of waiting list and criteria and all these stupid fancy words, that's only making it worse. You know, we've helped people in nursing homes in a small way financially. Yes, in a small way. But that's the only way we can do it because that's the extent of the funding that we have. But at least we did it. We set the example for all these other agencies that don't do it. And when we've approached them to match $20 or whatever it is, that we've given people, and they wouldn't do it. you wonder why people are in nursing homes? There's the answer. Because the agencies can't and won't do things to get people out. They can only follow the guidelines of the state, which are horrible. Because if the state really wanted to get rid of nursing homes, they could. And it's the attitude toward the disabled that's keeping these nursing homes alive. Inner Sight determined to do something about it. How many people fall or get hurt in nursing homes every day and you don't hear about it, you don't know about it? It's not reported. And people don't have family who care, who goes uninvestigated and all that. Inner Sight, let me remind everybody, television show 8:30 tonight, probably in progress or almost over right now. I don't know what time it is. But Channel 20, 8:30, 11 tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. You can check us out that way. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Tonight at 11 o'clock. And let's see, tomorrow night, tomorrow being Thursday, I don't know what the subject is for tomorrow, but we'll come up with something. There's never any lack of subject when you're dealing with people who are disabled. I have a good idea for a show. You don't want to become like us, meaning us who are disabled. Not that you don't want to have the personality. There's a lot of beautiful people. But you don't want to become forgotten like us and thrown to the side and used and abused. That's a good title for a show. Maybe tomorrow night. I want to say hello to Mary and Maureen. Mary, a victim of the nursing home. Maureen, her daughter, goes to visit her every day. Now, there's an example of somebody who cares. Somebody, if the finances were there, would get her mom out of that place in a heartbeat. Why don't the agencies for the blind step up and help somebody like that and get them out? Even if they don't have the money, so they say they don't. Why don't they raise it? Inner Sight will help. I bet Helping Hand would help too. Why don't we get together and raise the money? Start with people like Mary and Maureen who want to get out. You know, Mary who wants to get out of that nursing home. Have a nice apartment. Remember that movie? They usually show it around Christmas. Jimmy Stewart from Wonderful Life. I remember the scene with Barry Fitzgerald, I think it was, not Barry Fitzgerald, can't think of the guy's name who played the greedy guy, the big real estate guy, and Jimmy Stewart played George, and he's just a regular working guy. And he said to him, "So what's the big deal if somebody lives in a couple of rooms and a bath until they die, you know?" Trying to making the point that everybody should have a place, you know. George Bailey, that was his character's name. And so true. What is the big deal? You know, it should be. It should be that way. If you got rid of, if you got rid of all these stupid rules, and let the money be used in the right way, and maybe change the mission statement of some of these agencies, they raise the money, you could start helping people in these nursing homes. Get them out, get them a place. Pass a law that every place must be made accessible. And the government and the agency have to split the cost. That would help people in nursing homes. Because one of the biggest problems is accessibility. What good is a housing list if places aren't being made accessible? It defeats the whole purpose. And that's really the trend of how they treat us when we're disabled. You know, even with the service dog, guide dog thing, raise $100,000, train the person, deny them the dog, keep the money. See the trend there? An agency never said to the person, "Look, we don't agree. We don't believe you should have a dog, but we used you to raise the money. If you can do it on your own, we're going to put $20,000 in a fund. You know, do it on your own. And if the dog is a guide dog, we'll recommend to the animal medical that they consider that or whatever." They never do that. They've never done that. And they never would unless they're obligated by law. But there's the trend again. Taking advantage of people. Treating them like they don't matter that much. Spend all that money to keep them in a bed, in one room, and many a times with you know, two or three in a room. Spend all that money when the person could have their own place for a lot less money and take the burden off the taxpayer. Or anybody out there who has a loved one in a nursing home and is able to hook up with us and go around, go around as a volunteer. Take video. Talk to people. Get pictures. So we can put them up on the petition. With the purpose of trying to update the system and get people out of these horrible places before they have a fall or a mishap. How many people is it going to happen to tomorrow? And most of it, a lot of it won't even be reported. You won't even know. It happens all the time. We hope Rosie is all right. Suzanne hasn't been able to get to see her yet because of medical problems. That's another thing. If you have the money, you know, you can overcome a lot of that. Most disabled people don't have that kind of funding. All right, Inner Sight Live around the world. Sorry we started late. Apologize for that. But we're very concerned about these nursing homes and the way it's being handled. It's very disheartening, you know, and you ever notice how everything that the government halfway gives us, there's something wrong with it? Everything. And the reason for that is because they're giving it to us the way they think we should have it, and not the way we know that we need it. That's the big difference. And that's why we're in this situation today. And in a sense, it went from bad to worse, because way back when, hundreds of years ago, yeah, people were in institutions, you know, but there was no money to help the disabled. They were just forgotten. Now, people are still in institutions, and there's plenty of money, and we're forgotten. Well, that's worse. You know, when there was no money, occasionally a rich person would come along, and you've seen movies like that, and take the person in their home and help them and care for them and all that and provide. There have been movies like that. Today, the money is there, and the person is still stuck in a horrible place with crap food and horrible care and neglected physically. And their dignity neglected. So help us update the system. We need somebody to go around and take that video. I wish I could do it. It's got to be a visual thing. And we need somebody who has the means to do it because we can't pay them. If we had the money, we could pay for that. Be a whole different thing. We would do it. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And you heard Alice last night on Inner Sight with her book. Never be discouraged. All things are possible with God. So if you get the book, Inner Sight gets a $5 donation. You can get it on the Amazon. And just make a note that you heard it on Inner Sight. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Want to thank everybody for listening. Apologize for being late. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And if the lady is listening from last night, wants to talk about the guide dog, tomorrow would be a good day to call me if you're really interested. Thank you very much. Inner Sight around the world. Be with you tomorrow, 8 to 9 live. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And we intend to bring that freedom about. My world, Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.